we go down and tell them we're gonna run over.
We go down and run over you.
The Firehouse Follies are made possible by Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises with minor assistance from WFHB Community Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is WFHB Ace News reporter Fawn Sanity, standing at what is now the gated entrance to downtown Bloomington. There has been no explanation as to why downtown has been sealed off. It's impossible to see what's going on behind these gates. But up until now, we could hear what sounded like construction noises. Wait. A mobile press conference unit has just been hauled in by a bicycle, and work people are putting things together. Someone is stepping up to that podium right now. Perhaps this will be the moment of truth we've all been waiting for. It's a woman. It looks like... Yes, it is. My little sister. Insanity. I wonder what happened to our brother, Sean.
Okay, everyone, shut up and listen to what I have to say. We won't repeat this more than 5 or 6 times. Please remember the ground rules. No photos, no video, no sound recordings. And any notes are to be written in disappearing ink.
Oh, come on in. You can't shut up the press.
No? Just watch, but don't record it.
What's happened to Sean?
Sean is being held in a secure location on suspicion of providing information to the press.
Of course he was providing information, you twit. That was his job.
Shut your trap or I'll tell Mom on you.
Oh, just get on with the press conference.
Gentlemen and harpy of the press.
I resemble that remark.
Nanny, nanny, boo-boo to you. Thanks to the rest of you for coming. I'm privileged to tell you that the People's Republic of Bloomington has leased the entire downtown area to Mel Simon Enterprises. The mayor had planned on attending this press conference, but yesterday he was tragically run over on a city sidewalk by a bicycle. He's currently in traction at the hospital and has been cited for obstructing bike traffic, which carries a 3 to 5 year sentence. So, without further ado, it's my pleasure to introduce Mr. Mel Simon, who will tell you all about this exciting new chapter in the history of Bloomington.
Thank you all for coming to allow me to share with you the triumph of my incredibly brilliant new business move.
Hey, aren't you the guy who does shopping malls? Mall Mel?
Oh, child, malls are so 20th century. It's true that my family made a modest fortune building malls, but our income has started to tank recently, and the reason for this is malls no longer speak to people.
So what does speak to the people now?
Mobile shopping, food trucks, expensive apartments, and we've got it all. You know how people always said student apartments seem to spring up overnight?
Well, yes, but I...
Well, last night, my construction crews tore down every building in downtown Bloomington and replaced them with student apartments. Gentlemen, open the gates! Whoops! Looks like the top floor of the Drunken Arms needs a little repair. Party Palace and Riot Central look okay, though.
Oh, my sainted Aunt Desmodona, it's true. What are the carts in the streets for?
Food trucks. But we prefer the term mobile dining experience centers.
What about the restaurants that used to be downtown?
Oh, they're gone now. They've been replaced by mobile units, such as Meatballs of Fire, The Beat Goes On, Only Okra, John Cougar's Melon Camper, Are You Ready, Spaghetti, and Curb Your Dog. In keeping with the new atmosphere, there will be no cars allowed downtown and no one over the age of 35 will be allowed through the gates. I have seen the future, and it's trucks.
Well, what happens when the food trucks go out of style?
Well, I can't tell you that. It's a trade secret. But there is one more thing I can tell you. Live from the Weikart Leonard Fish Eiler Dutton Auditorium, it's the Firehouse Follies!
Good afternoon and welcome to Through the Looking Glass Darkly, or Alice's Adventures in Alternative Reality Land, Firehouse Follies Autumn 2017 Radio Variety Show Extravaganza, coming to you live from the Ivy Tech Waldron Weikart Brewer Blackwell Greenwell Lang Auditorium in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. We're proud to have as our special musical guest today the legendary singer-songwriter David Olney, in addition to local group Opal Fly and Kapow. Also here today are the slightly depleted Gospel Girls and the faithful Firehouse Rounders. That's right. And, of course, we'll be featuring the hijinks of the Unusual Suspects radio acting troupe with Master Tony Brewer on sound effects. Indeed. Yes. Today's show is made possible by Ivy Tech Community College. Let's get this thing going with Opal Fly on the Firehouse Rounders.
Deep rhythm captivates me, high rhythm stimulates me, can't help but swim me, boy, swim me, brother, swim. So don't stop to diddle dadda, stop all your foolish prattle. Oh, come on and swim me, boy, swim me, brother, swim. Oh, 'cause I'm raring to go, and there ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Say now listen, boy, I hurry up and say me, let me go to town. So don't stop to diddle dadda, you stop all this foolish prattle. Come on and kill me, boy. Sweeney Brothers. Captivates me, how the rhythm stimulates me, can't help but swing it, boy, I swing it, brother, swing. So don't stop to diddle dadda, stop all your foolish prattle, come on and kill me, boy, swing it, brother, swing. Oh, your little foolish prattle. kill me, boy. Swing a brother, swing.
House Rounders. And now it's time to introduce a couple of brothers who do all their swinging at the local playground these days. It's Richard Fish and Colonel Mike Kelsey.
Well, thank you, Dan. But I'll have you know I can still cut a mean rug when the occasion arises.
And when your scissors have been sharpened.
Well, I've got plenty big scissors, and I have little pieces of rug all over my house. But be that as it may, Colonel Kelsey, what do we have to look forward to on today's show?
Well, first off, Richard, we don't have a full complement of the gospel girls here today. 66 and 66 and whatever percent. You also may have noticed that we have Mr. Mike Stigler playing playing guitar rather than Jason Fickle today.
Notice that. What happened to Jason and Ginger?
Oh, they've gone off to California, can you believe it, to play some shows.
Oh, my.
Suzette Weekly and Sarah Flynn are with us, and they will do some work in the skits, but they've decided to forego a full set until their Spice Girl, Ginger Curry, returns.
Oh, well, I hope Ginger and Jason have a lot of fun out there on the left coast.
I'm sure they will, but as for what we do have, I am proud to say that the legendary Nashville singer and songwriter and friend of the Firehouse Follies, Mr. David Olney, has come back for his show.
Yeah.
He'll knock your socks off, and Opal Fly and Kapow are here, and they'll knock the rest of the stuff off.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Firehouse Rounders.
Absolutely. Our wonderful house band. Yes, well, speaking of David Olney, now, I understand he's going to be in one of our skits this time.
Oh, that's right. You know, David's used to doing Shakespeare, and he was worried that the higher sophistication level of our material might be a challenge. But he's willing to give it a try.
Uh-huh. As he likes it. But see, we'll wait for him, no matter how bad they are. But, Colonel, what's this I hear about a feud between you and Tony Brewer?
You mean that idiotic dog face?
Hey, watch it, Kelsey. I'll feed you to my cat for dinner.
Meow.
He seems to think my words are nothing. And I've got the greatest words ever, Richard. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, fake news. My sound effects will blow your words out of the water, Kelsey.
Oh, yeah. Now, look, you guys just need to stop squabbling, okay?
He'll stop it, okay, when I bury him with words of fire and brimstone, the likes of which the world has never seen before.
You just wait until the sound effects challenge, Kelsey. You'll get yours.
Look, can't we just do this show and have everybody get along?
Well, why not? Okay, Richard, a personal question. Have you given much thought to the idea of growing old?
That sounds like an invitation.
It is. You want to start?
Well, okay, here goes. You are old, Colonel Kelsey, as oft I have said, and what hair that you have is quite white. And yet every day you still get out of bed. Don't you know that's a horrible sight?
In my youth, Brother Fish, though I doubt you would know, I preferred to lie long in my bed. But at this stage of life, when my hair doesn't grow, I arise just to prove I'm not dead.
You are old, you old codger. Did I say that before? And you've grown most uncommonly fat. Yet you ate a whole pie and then asked for more. Don't you think you should quit stuff like that?
In my youth, Brother Richard, I had almost no bread. And seldom was food on my plate. But at this stage of life, it's hunger I dread. So be sure my dinner is not late.
You are old for your age, and you think that you're smart. And your eyes on the future are fixed. So consider things well, and speak from the heart, and explain what you'll be doing next.
Your questions, they bore me, and put me to sleep. And are really most certainly bold. All that I want is a chance for to creep to a land where I'll never grow old.
I have heard of
a land in a faraway strand, this beautiful home of the soul. Built for Jesus on high, there we never shall die. 'Tis a land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old. Where we'll never grow old. In the land where we'll never grow, never grow old. Never grow old. Where we'll never
Alice, you're on in five. They're waiting for you out there, babe.
Alice! Be right there, Jim. Just have to check these pasties one more time. Ow. Oh, darn. There's another wrinkle. And is that a gray hair?
Doink.
Oh, I mean, really. 32 is just too darn young to start looking old.
Okay, gents. Here's the lady you've been waiting for. Give it up for Alice B. Toklas!
I wish there was some place. I wish there was some place I could go where I'd never grow old.
She'll be right out, guys. And she'll be teaching a cooking class right after her stage act. And she brought the usual ingredients.
Come through, Alice. Come on through.
What? Did I just hear someone behind this looking glass?
We're right here, Alice. Just step through the glass, and you'll never grow old.
Step through the glass? The frame's kind of small. Wiggle through is more like it. I guess it's a small price to pay for youth. Oh, my. I'm not in Bloomington anymore. But where in the world am I?
You're in the land beyond the looking glass, my dear. The looking glass land. Or as we sometimes call it, the land of alternative realities.
Alternative realities?
That's right. Everything here is the mirror opposite of what you know. What you think of as true is not true, and that which you have taken to be untrue is true here. Just remember, objects in the mirror are closer than they appear.
Curiouser and curiouser. But moving right on with the plot, who, kind sir, are you?
I am the poet. The one who knows the truth beyond all images.
I can't believe a respectable poet would wear a hat like that.
Hey, it's looking glass land, okay? I'm the poet. Get used to it.
Pray, recite me a poem then. Although I suppose it won't sound much like a poem to an outsider such as myself.
Well, we'll have a go at it. Here's one I just finished. 'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and jimble upon the wabe. All mimsy were the borogroves and the mome raths outgrabe. Beware the jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that snatch. Beware the jubjub bird and shun the frumious bandersnatch. He took his vorpal blade in hand long time, the manxome foe he sought. So rested he by the tum-tum tree, and stood a while in awe and thought. And as in uffish thought he stood, the Jabberwock with eyes of flame came whiffling through the tulgey wood and burbled as he came. 1-2, 1-2, and through his vorpal sword went snicker-snack. He killed it dead, and with its head he went galumphing back. And hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy. O frabjous day, Callooh Callay, he chortled in his joy. 'Twas brillig, and that slithy toes did gyre and jimble upon the wabe, all mimsy were the borogroves and the mome raths outgrabe.
Oh, my. If that was a poem, then I'm Bob Dylan. I have absolutely no idea what any of that meant.
Don't think twice. It's all right. I was just trying to make it rhyme.
Young lady, you're too ignorant to understand. It doesn't matter beyond the gates of Eden. Words are a means to an end and can mean anything we wish to end. Whatever a word might mean today, it will mean something entirely different tomorrow. Words are our playthings. Who cares if a poet went to tell everybody but could not get it across? Nobody, that's who.
What happened to the poet?
The poet has served his purpose and will be wined and fried.
Fried? That sounds horrible.
By fried, I mean he will be given adequate compensation for his role in this story.
Hey, don't pay me what I'm worth. I won't work that cheap.
He has a point. And who are you?
I am called Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty? Didn't you fall off a wall or something, and the king's horses and men couldn't put you back together?
Fake news. We build walls. We don't fall off of them. If you want to know the truth, you should be looking at the scandals involving the queen's horses and her mails, especially her emails.
Well, tell me then. What was the Jabberwock that was killed in the poem?
The Jabberwock was an illegal immigrant. He caused great harm, and we had to get rid of him.
How about the Jubjub bird?
The lamestream media, of course, from the failing Wonderland Times. And before you ask, the Bandersnatch is just another name for she who would be queen.
The Queen of Hearts?
No, you clueless child. The Queen of the Hill.
Sean Sanity, what are you doing here dressed like Humpty Dumpty? It's not appropriate. You know you're not Humpty Dumpty anymore. You had to give up that title. I'm Humpty Dumpty now.
That's fake news, Sarah Huckster. You're the one who should be gone. No one loves you.
They love me more than they love you. Yes, they do.
Do not.
Yes, they do.
No, I don't.
Do.
Do they not?
Do.
No, no.
You go
no,
back to
no.
your hole, you rat. And you, young lady, move out of... Get out of here, and you best not be recording this.
Wow. What's with all the bickering and the personal insults?
Hey, that's just the way things are here on the other side of the looking glass. Personal insults are recognized to be the only way to solve disputes in alternative reality land.
Who are you and the other equally odd-looking creature with you?
Well, I'm Tweedledee, and my brother here is Tweedledum. Do you need help understanding alternative reality land?
Yeah, we can help if you want.
Thank you. I believe I do need some help. Why is everyone always squabbling?
Well, it has to do with the aging process here behind the looking glass.
Could you explain that?
See, here in alternative reality land, we are born old and gradually lose our years, becoming younger and younger the longer we live. So the older we get, the more childish our behavior. My brother and I are 106.
Wow, that almost seems to make sense.
Mm-hmm. We are also a very political society, which of course results in even more squabbling.
Mm-hmm.
What political parties do you have here?
Parties? We've got tea parties, of course.
But we don't have any political parties. That wouldn't be any fun.
Oh, no, I meant what political groups do you have?
Well, the clowns are to the left and the jokers are to the right.
So that means you're stuck in the middle?
Oh, dear child, there is no middle in alternative reality land. You're either one of us or... You're not.
Well, who's your leader, then?
Well, right now...
Is it a clown or a joker?
Right now, it's the Joker-in-Chief. Some folks hate him and some folks love him, but there's never a dull moment.
But I'm afraid now we must be off. We're going to have a battle.
A battle? Whatever for?
Well, he spoiled my nice new rattle.
I did not.
You did too.
Did not.
Did too.
No,
yes,
didn't.
You did.
No,
yes,
did
that's
not.
Right.
You two do as you must. Tell me, though, does this road go to the party that I can hear?
Well, I've lived here for years, and this road's never gone anywhere that I know of.
Well, that's the White King's garden party. You see, he's upset that he's not the king anymore, so he's giving a party to celebrate his disappointment.
Whoa, whatever are those two up to? And why did they run away from the crow? Curiouser and curiouser. Oh, here they all are. That must be the White King sulking in the corner. I should greet him. Your Majesty, forgive me for intruding.
That should be your ex-Majesty. I'm an ex-king now. The Joker is running the country, and it's all because of the name.
They're there, King. I'm sure things can't be that bad. And who is the knave?
The knave, child, is that shirtless creature over there wearing the fur hat. And who are you, pray tell?
I'm Alice B. Toklas. I'm visiting from the other side of the looking glass. Why is the knave so bad?
Alice B. Toklas, you say? Did you write a cookbook, by any chance?
Not yet. I'm an exotic dancer just now. But I'm planning to write a cookbook someday. People really like my brownies.
It has already been published here. And my husband liked the brownies.
I just chewed them, though. I didn't swallow.
Are you the Red Queen I've heard so much about?
I am. And you know it's not easy being queen. The creepy-looking creature behind me is the Joker.
You're not the queen anymore, Queenie, and don't you forget it.
As I was saying, child, you should write your book quickly before you're too young to write. And the knave, he just kept me from being selected as queen of this land. That's all.
Now, that's not true, Queenie, and you know it. Mm. The knave is a good person. We should all admire him. Why can't you just accept my victory and be a good sport about it? It was a record landslide, you know. Biggest victory ever. Everyone's talking about it.
Yeah.
It was. Now, why is everybody always picking on me? You gotta stop that. It was.
Mr. Joker, sir. Why can't you and the Red Queen just be friends? It would make everything so much more pleasant.
Now, you don't understand. I don't do pleasant. I don't like pleasant. I don't want pleasant. Pleasant is for losers. I fight back against those who don't appreciate me. That's who I am. Get over it. Those are the facts.
The alternative facts.
This is alternative reality land, so they're real facts.
Mr. Joker, sir, what do you mean by the word facts?
You mean today, right now?
Well, I've always assumed that the meaning would be the same every single day.
Wrong. By facts, I mean that everything I say to be true is true.
But the word facts doesn't mean that.
When I use a word, it means just what I choose it to mean. Neither more nor less.
The question is whether you can make words mean so many different things.
The question is, which is to be master? That's all.
I don't think I like this world behind the looking glass.
And I don't think I like you. What do you say, minions?
Quickly, child, you must flee.
But how can I get away?
Begin your exotic dance. That's certain to divert the creepy one's attention.
Hit it, boys.
Said Alice, but where were you? You looked like you were 1,000 miles away.
I was, sort of. You wouldn't believe me if I told you. I did learn one thing.
And what was that?
Getting old doesn't bother me so much anymore. There are worse fates.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way, because I've got to let you go.
What?
We're hiring a much younger girl to take your place. She brings her own pole. She was going to bring a check, but he bounced.
Yeah.
Yeah. At any rate, you can keep the pasties, though. They're way too small for her.
I have heard of a man in the looking glass land, a land where the truth's not enough, where we all like to lie and from the truth fly. 'Tis a land where we'll never grow up. Never grow up. Never grow up. In the land where we'll never grow up. Never grow up. Never grow up. In the land where we'll never grow up.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Nashville, Tennessee, David Olney and Daniel Seymour.
Samson the strong man, leotard tight, heaves up the tent pole with all of his might. Zeus, the dwarf, and his colorful crew round up the elephants two by two. The greatest show the whole world round, coming soon to your hometown. In the middle of the road, a curse on his mouth, his mind on the wind, his eye on the south. The lights have gone funny, all yellows and greens. He rubs his fat belly, he knows what it means. He plays it for laughs, but he's one worried clown. There's another circus coming to town. The knife thrower has a troubling cough and a case of the shakes, and his timing is off. But pink ballerinas on horses so white, whirling and twirling the stars in the night. The roar of the lions, the roar of the wind, there's no stopping the show once the circus begins. Off in the distance, the tall sirens wail. The monkeys are screaming and chasing their tail. The tent flap flies open, the rain's pouring in. The whole crowd is wild-eyed, soaked to the skin. But this is the big top. The show must go on. We're going, we're going, we're going, we're gone. This is the big top. This is the big top. This is the big top. blah blah blah. This is the big time. We're going, we're gone. Everything was going good, everything was Jake. The night was passing fine and smooth and quiet as a snake. Everything was working just a humming right along. I got a feeling in my gut that something might be wrong. Something more is going on than noises in the night. Can't put my finger on it, but it's nowhere close to right. Was that a siren's wail, or was that a woman's laugh? Was that a raven calling, or the sound of broken glass? Boss, I know you're a busy man, don't mean to worry you none, but I'm gonna need some help here, we've got a situation. Thick and heavy, and I thought I smelled some smoke, and I thought I heard a rattle like something might be broke. Boss, I know you're a busy man, don't mean to worry you none, I'm gonna need some backup, I can't handle this alone, and they better get on down here quick, we got a situation. Situation. I ain't a prophet, I ain't a preacher, I'm not a poet, I'm not a teacher, I don't know nothing, that's how I like it, live in a tide pool, don't try to fight it, don't try to fight it, don't try to fight it, don't try to fight it. I used to rage, I used to fight, would not go gentle into the night. I drank my booze, I took my drugs with pimps and pushers, hookers and thugs. Don't try to fight it, don't try to fight it,
fight it. Don't try to fight it. I heard the story of evolution. I read the Bible, know that solution. My head is filled with fact and fiction. All that I'm sure of is flesh and friction. Don't try to fight it. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ha! Somebody get it. You wait too long. Well, just forget it.
Not a teacher.
I see a train.
Don't know nothing.
I want to ride it.
It's how I like it.
I feel a pain.
Living a title.
I just can't hide it.
Don't try to fight 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 it. I see a road.
I used to rage.
I wanna take it.
I used to fight.
I see my chance.
Would not go gentle.
I just might make it.
To the night.
I made a bud. I
drank my liquor.
I made a bone.
Took my drugs.
I'm flesh and blood.
Pimps and pushers.
I'm really strong.
Thuggers and thugs. Don't try to fight it.
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 Don't try.
Don't try to fight it.
Don't try. Don't try. Don't try to fight it. Don't try to fight it. Oh, oh. Look out! Don't try to fight it, no, no.
All right. Emore, ladies and gentlemen. And they'll be back later in the show. David Olney's latest CD is called Don't Try to Fight It.
Yeah, this is Dear Crabby, advice for the forlorn. What kind of stupid problem are you calling with?
Hey, Crabby, I got this terrible problem, and I don't know what to do.
That's why most folks call me. So, what's this problem of yours?
I lost my
bleeping
job.
You lost what?
My
bleeping
job, you
bleeping
moron. What the bleep did you think I
bleeping said?
I think you said you lost your job. So, how long had you had this job?
For 10
bleeping
days.
Well, you must have really made a your boss mad to lose a job in 10 days.
Nah, it wasn't him. My
bleeping
boss was a
bleeping
sweetheart.
Bleeping
brilliant. It was all them
bleeping
idiots who worked there. I couldn't
bleeping
stand them. They were
bleeping
causing all kinds of
bleeping.
I wanted to get the
bleep
rid of them.
Bleeps.
But I didn't have the
bleeping.
And then my boss got this other
bleeper,
and then he persuaded my boss to
bleeping
fire me.
Bleep, 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 bleep. Bleep.
I wasn't like those
bleepers.
I wasn't trying to
bleep
my own bleep.
So you seem to have had problems fitting in a new workplace environment. What were your duties there?
Well, I was
bleeping
in charge of
bleeping
communications.
Well, it does sound like you didn't do too much to make people there like you. But I feel bad you lost your job. Will this be a hardship?
Bleep.
No. I got enough
bleeping
money to keep me going for as
bleeping
long as I
bleeping
want. Well, as long as the
bleeping
stock market stays
bleeping
healthy anyway. You want to know what really
bleeping
crossed my
bleeping bleep?
No.
I'm guessing you're going to tell me.
I was
bleeping
hoping that Saturday night
bleeping
live would get Meryl
bleeping
Streep to play me in a skit. And now that's
bleeping
impossible.
Tough.
Well, at least there's a
bleeping
song.
Song?
Yeah. It goes like this. Well, the new guy's coming to town. If you think I'm bummed out, you're right. 10 days on the job and I'm gonna get fired tonight.
Well, caller, I'm tempted to say that you're just
bleep
out of luck. But I'd get fired if I did.
Let's hear it now for the Firehouse Rounders.
Thank you.
It's time for a word from Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
Okay, dear. I'll fix you a peanut butter sandwich.
No, not peanut butter. I don't want peanut butter.
Well, what would you like then, dear?
I want a Salisbury steak pizza with mushroom gravy and anchovies.
But, dear, that would take a lot of time to cook, and Mommy is sort of busy right now. How about a peanut butter and anchovy sandwich? I can make that up in a jiff.
No, no, no. Salisbury steak. If I can't get Salisbury steak, I'll hold my breath till I turn green, then blue. Salisbury steak. Now, now, now.
Dear, don't you think you're being just the slightest bit unreasonable?
Reason has nothing to do with it. I'm hungry.
Well, Mommy, looks like she's caught you without your apron on.
You again? Where'd you come from this time?
Oh, I was on White House duty, selling leak detection cream to the president. But anyway, let's talk about your problem.
Honestly, sometimes I just don't know what I can do. I have to send out 200 emails a day telling people they have only 6 hours to cash in on the unexpected $300 million in unclaimed inheritance that their long-lost uncle left them out of guilt for the way he treated the family, or the money will revert to the Dingo Rescue Society. How can I possibly find the time to fix a Salisbury steak pizza with mushroom gravy?
And anchovies? Yeah. And Wimbledon cheese. It should be topped with fresh Wimbledon cheese.
Well, have you thought about delivery?
Not since she was born. But get real. Who could make and deliver a pizza like that in time to suit her?
Well, Fiddlin' Joe tastes your pain, Mommy, and he's come up with just what you need.
Fiddlin' Joe? Is he running a pizza delivery service now along with everything else he does? Who does he think he is? Jared Kushner?
Oh. No, no, no. Jared's down in Texas building the wall, Mommy. Thing is, Fiddlin' Joe's developed a whole new concept in Eaton called Eatsy.
Eatsy? Is that anything like Etsy? I thought that was just for ordering jewelry and stuff.
No, Eatsy's a whole new concept. It's a contraction of the words eat and easy. And it's the place to go to order food online with fast delivery.
Wow, so how does it work?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
Well, it is in the script.
Okay. Eatsy uses a fleet of automated kitchens supervised by robots in the backs of driverless cars that are even now cruising around this city. We call these kitchens food replicators. You tell the robot what you want, and the kitchen fixes it up on the spot, and the robot delivers it to your door, piping hot and delicious.
That sounds like a mobile dining experience center.
You mean a food truck? Not even close. Eatsy can make anything you want. I'll just get out my Fiddlin' Joe fairly intelligent phone and press the Eatsy app button. Now I've got to dial in my password. Okay, and now I have to enter my special secret security code. Okay. And here's the Eatsy robot.
You have reached Eatsy. Please state your order slowly.
I want a Salisbury steak pizza with mushroom gravy and anchovies topped with Welsh Wimbledon cheese. Cheese.
That's one water buffalo meat pizza
No, that's not right. We want one Salisbury steak pizza with mushroom gravy, anchovies, and topped with Limburger cheese.
That sounds disgusting, but I'm just a robot. Your order has been processed. Total cost $28.73. Delivery in 8.6 seconds.
Tick, 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 tick.
Etsy here. Your total charge is $35.82.
This is amazing. Here you are.
Oh, Mommy, Mommy, it's delicious. Can I have another one? I love you, and I love Fiddlin' Joe, too.
Fiddlin' Joe, you've done it again.
That's E.T. from Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises, making mobile dining experience centers obsolete.
It is 4:59, and you're listening to WFHB Community Radio on 91.3 FM and 98.1 FM. The Firehouse Follies are supported by Ivy Tech Community College.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we come to that part of the show where Tony Brewer and I have a face-off, or we would have a face-off if I wasn't looking at you instead of him. Yeah, he gets to see the best side of me here. But the thing is that I'm going to do this story, and Tony's never seen it before. That's because he can't read, so it wouldn't matter if he saw it or not. But and he's going to do the sound effects for it, and he'll fail miserably.
That's correct.
Thumper the Rabbit awoke, as was his wont, at 0500 hours on that fateful Wednesday. As usual, he brushed his buck teeth, tied his ears back, and gargled.
Gargle, gargle, gargle.
He then donned his uniform, paying special attention to his combat boots, which he then brought to a brilliant shine. Thumper, it should be noted, was not just any rabbit. He was Colonel Thumper, officer in charge of the rabbit response team. The team charged with providing protection to all the animals in the Lake Griffey Preserve, but particularly to the deer who were constantly being... constantly being harassed by their age-old enemies, the humans.
Woo-hoo, yeah, take it off, baby, yeah, woo!
So Thumper, Thumper went out to the parade field where he met his first sergeant, Sam the Sloth. No, 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 Tony, that Sam is not a common tree sloth. He's a Siberian husky sloth. Oh, I'm sorry, that's wrong, too. He was a three-toed sloth. Or actually, in honor of our Mary and Conaty, he was a broken-toed sloth. Thumper and Sam took the assembled troops on a brisk 3-mile run through the Griffey Preserve. It took quite a while because Sam kept stopping for brief naps along the way. Once back at the parade field, Thumper summoned his raccoon scout brigade, which had been sent out during the night to investigate the base camp established by the human hunters. The rabbits had been charged with stealing the hunters' weapons. But, to his dismay, Thumper found that they had instead stolen the beer and the snacks. And they were still partying with the contraband.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, woo-hoo, a little fire, yeah.
Some of them had even fallen into drunken stupors.
Fire.
Realizing, I love you, man.
Realizing that they were to have a full-fledged firefight on their hands, Thumper took the entire unit to the firing range where they practiced first with pistols, then with their semi-automatic weapons, and finally with the 50-caliber machine guns. He called for the SEALs. He had a SEAL unit. And had them practice flipping grenades with their tails. Now it was time to check the readiness of the Ninja Deer troops, who were so proficient at hiding themselves that for the past 3 years, the hunters had reported that there were no deer in the forest at all.
Nope, not a one, nope, not a one, can't find them, nope.
Except that there was deer scat. Thumper's final check was of the Skunk Brigade, which he used in situations where there were direct confrontations between the humans and the citizens of Griffey Preserve. All the skunks reported that they were locked and loaded. Just as Thumper was... Ooh, that smells awful. Just as Thumper was headed back to his quarters to take his mid-morning nap, he heard something. A noise. No. Not that noise. Another noise. It was more like a helicopter. That's what it was. And as the chopper drew near, through his binoculars, he saw that its passenger was none other than Sarah Palin.
That's right. Pew, pew, pew. Look, I see a culling that needs to happen.
Okay, and she's going to get herself some fresh meat today.
Maybe some deer, too.
Yeah. Sarah fired off several shots with her 70-caliber moose rifle. No, wait a minute. After I look at it, I see that it's not a 70 caliber. It was a 63-caliber rifle. The animals returned fire. Then one of the SEALs flipped a grenade up with its tail, making contact with the chopper and causing Sarah to tumble out the open door. She was last seen falling into the midst of a bunch of hungry grizzly bears. No, I'm sorry. They weren't grizzly bears. They looked more like polar bears.
It's chilly.
And they had a big dipping sauce waiting for Sarah to... At this point, Thumper went back to his headquarters, turned on his 54-inch TV set that he had looted from a hunter, and saw the leader of the hunters making threats against him. He quickly whipped out his Fiddlin' Joe reasonably intelligent rotary dial phone, called a news hound. Long distance. Very long distance.
That's only 10.
Thus began a standoff, when suddenly his phone buzzed at him, reminding him that he was late for a very important date. As he raced through his rabbit hole, he saw a small girl had followed him. He introduced her to the Cheshire Cat and several other creatures.
How do you do?
And went on his way. Until he looked up in the air, and he saw what appeared to be a flying saucer. And what was that flying saucer doing? It looked like the flying saucer inhabitants were getting ready to get out of the saucer and... Ross Martini Eiler, what was that flying saucer doing, boy?
One, two, three.
rock and roll. Nine salsa, rock and roll. Couldn't understand the things they said, but the crazy beating just to stop them in there. They brought out the sax and started to blow. They brought out the drums and they started to roll. Nine salsa, rock and roll. Nine salsa, rock and roll. Couldn't understand the things they said, but the crazy bean just to knock me dead. Rock and roll all the way from flying also rock and roll. Flying also rock and roll. Can't understand the things they said, but the crazy beating just to knock me dead.
This is Dear Crabby, advice for the forlorn. What kind of stupid problem are you calling with?
My problem can be explained in one word, Crabby. Unauthorized leaks.
Carla, I don't want to seem critical or anything, but isn't that two words?
Depends. Did someone leak that information to you?
What information?
That unauthorized leaks is really two words? Believe me, it's only one word, but there are witch hunters out there saying that it's two. But that's not really what has me so upset.
You lost me there, Carla.
Good. That's the whole idea. And that's why unauthorized leaks are getting me so mad.
Carla, I don't have the faintest idea what you're talking about here. Do you mean a leaky roof or something you buy at the grocery store? Or someone disclosing information you'd rather keep secret?
No, nothing like that. It's like, well, you know that there are men's rooms and women's rooms, and...
Careful, Carla, this is a family show.
Well, I'll try to be discreet, but believe me, it's not easy. Discretion is not what people like about me.
Okay, I appreciate the effort, but explain yourself.
Well... When someone who's supposed to be a woman, say, goes into a men's restroom and takes a leak, now that's what I call an unauthorized leak. I want it to stop. Do you think I need a bathroom bill?
Why should you want to do anything about it?
I just don't like the whole idea, that's why. I'm confused. We've been all through Adam and Eve and Adam and Steve, and now I'm supposed to know the difference between Steve and Stephanie?
Gee, Carla, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you should go into a public restroom and you should pay less attention to the people that are there.
Crabby, you don't understand how dangerous this can be. If we let people get away with unauthorized leaks, then before you know it, these people will be trying to get into the military. Or worse.
You know, Carla, this is really a non-problem you have here. My advice is to let it go. Just flush it down the drain, wipe it out of your mind, worry about something more important, like how you're going to walk down a Bloomington sidewalk filled with bicycles.
Join us now for another exciting adventure of WFHB's new smash hit, Car 45, Where Are You?, featuring the hilarious hijinks of Mikey and Buffoon as they patrol the mean streets of Precinct 1 in our nation's capital.
There's a holdup on a bill that we're trying to push through. The special prosecutor's doing much more than he should do. Kelly's crazy as a loon. Putin's due in town real soon.
today's episode, The Blini Truck, or Colliding with the Russians. Stay with us as we join Mikey and Buffoon on patrol. You out there, don't touch that dial. It's not as bad as you think it might be. Oh, doggone it, there goes another one. Hey, really, please, don't turn off your radio, folks. My salary's dependent on you.
Mikey, be careful. He almost hit something back there.
Ooh, ooh, it's okay. It's just a guy on a bicycle.
What was he doing here on the sidewalk? It's for cars.
Hey, bikes can do that now. Hey, don't let it worry you. If they want to run the big dog, one with the... anything like that. If they want to run with the big dogs, they got to expect a few fleas.
I guess, but he didn't flee fast enough.
Ooh, ooh, Buffoon, look, we've been partners for a while now, and I've endured your bad jokes. But now I've got to ask you a question.
Go ahead and ask. I'll answer if I feel like it.
Is Buffoon your real name?
It's all anything everyone's ever called me. Even my father called me Buffoon.
Hello?
He was a big fan of Jerry Lewis.
I'm not responsible for your father's lack of taste. But surely you have a real name?
I do, and it's not Shirley. But I don't want to get out of it, right? If I tell you, will you promise not to tell it back to the public?
Well, of course I will. I'm your buddy. I'm your partner. Your secrets are safe with me. So what is it?
Well, I was given the name Sergei at birth.
Sergei? Isn't that a Russian name?
Yeah, our family has always had something about Russia. We had sour cream on our breakfast every morning and Dr. Oiska bologna sandwiches for lunch. But now it's not good to let people know you have a connection with Russia. I almost hit a Russian guy with a squad car the other day, you know. But it was okay. He didn't even spill a drop of vodka.
That would be alcohol abuse. But just a minute. I need to send a radio message. Calling all units, calling all units. Buffoon's real name is Sergei. Nobody in the pool had that one.
Mikey, you promise. I'll never tell you anything again. I bet you're the source of all those other leaks, too, about my rubber ducky and all.
Oh, ooh, Buffoon, I would never, ever betray your trust. Unless there was something in it for me.
As our intrepid heroes continue their patrol, things are heating up back in headquarters.
Captain, there's a lady here who says she's from Homeland Security. Should I throw her in the holding cell until she sobers up? She says it's important.
Not just important, critical. Critical, I tell you. Critical.
Well, send her in there, Sergeant. This could be interesting.
Okay, go on in, lady. The captain will see you now. That door right over there.
There's nothing in here but a bunch of brooms and stuff.
Oh, well, come on through in there, ma'am. Push past the plumber's helper and the toilet paper. I'm back here.
Keep pushing.
That's right.
There you are. In a broom closet?
Aye. Sorry about that, ma'am. After we brought all that up, bought all that riot gear and the military hardware and the urban assault vehicles and the drones and the anti-tank missiles, there wasn't enough left over to make me a proper office.
Look, we've got a serious problem that I'm hoping you can take care of.
Well, that's what we're here for, ma'am. Problems. Hope we can use some of our riot gear, though. It's starting to roast up a bit.
You may need all of it, and we can get more if necessary. This is a problem that absolutely must be solved.
Oh, sounds serious. And what is the problem, ma'am?
Well, I was going to work this morning when I drove by it, right there within sight of the White House. It's terrible.
What's right by the White House, ma'am?
It was a Blini truck.
What in tarnation's a Blini truck?
You know, a truck that sells Blini.
I'll bite. What's a blini?
Russian pancakes. It looked like they had caviar, too, and herring, and I think I saw some stroganoff and huge vats of sour cream. Can you imagine what would happen if the American public found out about this? It would be chaos.
Oh, chaos? Oh, because of a food truck, ma'am? There are food trucks all over the city, and it doesn't seem to bother anyone. I eat at one myself, a Chinese one called Walk Around the Block.
Yes, well, the Chinese are our friends right now, but this is Russian food. We have to get rid of it. With the media going on about Russian dressing all the time, there can be absolutely no hint of gastronomical collusion.
Oh, well, I'll see what I can do, ma'am. What's this truck called now?
Vlad's Weenies and Blinis. It must be closed down.
I see. Well, reach over there underneath the Drano and pull out that big ledger, could you there? Yes, yes, right over there.
This one?
No, ma'am. That's the list of donut shops. The smaller one there underneath it. There. Yeah, keep going. Just dig a little further. Ah, there it is. Ah, yes, there it is. Thank you, madam. This is it. It's a list of food trucks and their license info. Let's see. Meatballs of Fire. No. The King Hong Kong Dog. No. The Butter, Beer, and Bologna. That's delicious. Harry's Highland Harry Haggis. Ah, yes. Oh, okay, here we are. Vlad's Weenies and Blinis, owned by a VP Enterprises and an unnamed American partner, Jared Kushner.
I'll need you to destroy those papers.
Tie. Now, all fees have been properly paid, madam. Managers are Boris and Natasha.
Oh, no. This is even more dire than I thought. Look, can you arrange for this truck to have an accident or something?
Oh, an accident? Well, I suppose I could put Mikey and Buffoon on it. There are a couple of accidents waiting to happen.
Captain, if there's an accident involving that food truck, I can assure you we can find the money to build you a brand new office.
Oh, say no more, ma'am. Just leave it to me.
Meanwhile, Mikey and Buffoon are still patrolling the city.
Why do people have to leave their garbage cans right out on the sidewalk like that?
It's so the new automatic trash trucks can scan their stickers. You know, part of that new trash pickup plan. But, Mikey, don't you think we should have stopped that guy back there?
What, you mean the one with the stocking cap pulled down over his face? The guy who was waving a pistol?
Yeah, that one.
No, I don't think we needed to bother with him. He don't look like no immigrant.
Yeah. You're probably right. So, hey, how's things with Marge?
Oh, Marge. She's always on me to make more money, help with the dishes, change the kids' diapers, you know.
Diapers? Aren't your kids like 12, 14 years old?
Hey, we had some problems with potty training, all right? Oh. Here's Karen. How's Karen doing?
Karen? Karen, yeah. I divorced her a couple weeks ago. Then I took up with Sharon. And now I've got this beautiful East European lady, but I think she's an illegal immigrant. I'd like to grab her by the...
Mikey and Buffoon, are you there? Come in, please.
We can't come in until we park the car, Captain.
No, I mean... Well, never mind. Look, I want you to do something for me. There could be a promotion in it if you do it right.
Ooh, sure, Captain. Yeah, anything you want.
Okay, now, you know the Holy Moly Donut Shop, right?
Love it, Cap, but you need some donuts?
No, there's a food truck parked in front of it called Vlad's Weenies and Blinis. I want you to stop in, pick up a couple of blinis and herring with extra sour cream for me. And get yourself something, too. It's on me.
Ooh, right on, Captain. We're on our way. Ooh.
There it is, Mikey. Be careful, it's on the sidewalk.
Natasha, what has happened? I was making blini, then crash. Our truck ski is destroyed.
I think we were colluded with, boss.
That's collided, you idiot. But look, we were hit by a police car.
The drivers are getting out now.
I don't believe it. It's Moose and Squirrel, both. Both in same car, now coming to what's left of our food truck.
Are you sure it them, boss? I don't remember Moose ever wearing police uniform.
I know Moose when I see one. Big, goofy, rack bigger than yours. Quick, Natasha, get the bomb. Finally, they are ours. We can take care of them, then go home and eat good blini with real sour cream.
We have to look around, boss. There has been much damage to truck.
Find it. Oh, are you buffoons? Why you run into mobile dining room?
He's buffoon. I'm Mikey. Your truck was parked on the sidewalk and clearly was obstructing bicycles. We have to give you a ticket.
No, Mikey, there's no need for that. If they'll give us a couple of free blini with some herring and some caviar and extra sour cream, we can forget the ticket. I always liked Russian food.
What? You destroy truck and want free food? How stupid you think we are?
Boss, it okay. Here, we give them caviar, okay? And here are bellini and lots of sour cream.
Wait, yeah. That's not sour cream. Has fuse. That, oh, yeah. Very beautiful sour cream. Here, we need to warm it up. You got match?
Oh, you can use my lighter. Come on, buffoon. We need to get this food to the captain real quick. He sounded hungry.
Right, no, I'll take food. I'll drive.
Okay, don't forget sour.
I just got to back up here.
Beep, beep, beep. Over cream.
Darn it, buffoon. We got to go back. I forgot the sour cream.
I don't think we can get it, Mikey. The whole truck's on fire and sour cream's floating down the sidewalk. There's people on the sidewalk completely covered with sour cream. Oh, all the humanity. They'll never get that cleaned off the sidewalk. The Russian food truck's a dead herring now.
Oh, buffoon, you did it. You collided with the Russians.
I just sure hope the captain didn't have his heart set on the sour cream.
Please welcome Opal Fly and Kapow.
Hi. Come on, Kapow. This song is dedicated to all our friends who are doing amazing, loving things in their community, especially our friends in Amnesty International and Doctors Without Borders. Thank you. It's the BAC off our new album, Abundance. Is she saying abundance or abundance? I'm so confused. I hope you're driving safely if you're in your car right now. Give you a little moment, take a deep breath, and feel your toes on the accelerator. We do have Mr. Sam Finley on guitar with us today. His first time at the Firehouse Follies. Looking pretty. Ladies. One, two, three, go. Abundance album. This next one's about learning to talk to your neighbor in a loving way. Oh, we're not. I thought we were doing first. Whatever. We're not doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Dear Krabby. Advice for the Forlorn. What kind of stupid problem are you calling with?
Krabby, I'm calling with the problem you probably ain't never encountered before.
Yeah, that's what they all say. So what's your problem?
Look, Krabby, I can't give you my name or anything that might go public, but I'm in charge of part of the new interstate.
I presume you're talking about I-69. Yeah. Now, that's a real problem, I grant you, caller, but what's your specific problem?
I'll deny this if anybody asks about it, but when I came to the site to start work this morning, the section of the highway I'm in charge of was gone.
Gone? A whole section of highway was gone. You know, caller, that's pretty hard for me to believe.
I told you my problem is unique, right?
Okay. Let's just say a section of the road is gone. What happened to it?
I'm pretty sure somebody stole it.
I've heard of road hogs, but never road thieves. Who would ever want to steal a section of highway?
Obama, of course. Please.
Obama? You mean the former president?
Yeah.
The one who stole all our guns?
Yeah.
That Obama? Why would he want to do something like that? And how would he do it? You can't just stuff a section of highway down your pants and walk away with it. Believe me, I've tried. Carla, there's karst topography out there. You sure it just didn't sink?
Karst? That's just fake science. It's Obama, I tell you. It's Obama. He wants to make us look bad.
He didn't have to go to all that trouble to steal a section of road to accomplish that. The question is, how is he able to do it?
Look, everybody knows that Obama is in cahoots with a bunch of space aliens. Those aliens could do pretty much anything they want. They probably beamed it all the way to Jupiter or something by now.
Well, I see you've identified the problem in terms of motive and means. I suppose opportunity's in there somewhere too, right?
Well, yeah, he doesn't have a real job. He can go wherever he wants, whenever he wants, and do whatever he wants. Everybody knows that, Krabby.
Well, let's assume that's the case for a minute here. But I want to be sure of the specifics here. What part of the highway were you working on before it so mysteriously disappeared?
My area is subsection 34C at the 17-mile marker. We had a bunch of cones up, and we were diverting traffic into about a half-lane wide road while we worked on the new part. It was great! Traffic had to merge into that one lane, and we had it backed up for nearly 5 miles. We won the longest backup contest several days running. It's true.
Yeah, and that's where you are right now, the 17-mile marker, right?
You don't think I know where I am. Traffic's all backed up here into one very narrow lane. But the section of the new road we were working on is gone. Gone, I tell you, it ain't here. It's gone.
Humor me for a minute, Carla. Look around you. Do you see any mile markers?
Sure. There's one right over there, and it says 14. Oh, I'm at the 14-mile marker. I wonder how that happened. Everything's good. Hey, Krabby, you solved my problem. I'll hang up right now.
Well, glad to hear it, Carla. But before you hang up, is just one thing.
Sure, what is it?
Would you be interested in buying one of these aluminum foil radio hats from me? They're very cheap.
Sure, I'll take 30.
You need them.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back David Olney and Daniel Seymour.
When did we begin to live in shadows? We don't even trust each other now. We don't talk much anymore. And there's a lock on every door. Secrets we keep out of sight. Haunt our dreams every night. When did we begin to live in shadow? We don't even trust each other now. Brick by brick, stone by stone, you build a wall, then it's done. The sun comes up, the day begins. Blackbird rises on the wind. Over the wall and back again. Brick by brick, stone by stone, you build a wall, and then it's done. Fear by fear, doubt by doubt, you keep me in, you keep me out. Brick by brick, stone by stone, brick by brick, stone by stone.
Thank you. This side or the other. Can I get a little more guitar on that? This is a song I wrote with my friend John Hadley and also Annie McHugh from Australia. If you ever get a chance to hear her, she's really cool. My love, my heart, my eyes search for the light shining. Your hands and your touch, the thought of you deep in the night reminds me it's law and disorder, both sides of the line. Here on the border, I spend my time dreaming that love finds a way. And I'll be with you one sweet day, this side or the other. This side or the other. Yearning and longing and hoping our day will come, dawning, two dreamers in the night.
Nothing can keep us apart. Nothing. It's law and disorder, both sides of the line. But here on the border, I spend my time dreaming that love finds a way. And I'll be with you one sweet day, this side or the other. This side or the other. Called Shake My Sweet Sugary. And if you feel like shaking your sweet sugary, it's radio. No one will know. Made this up. Was driving and it's getting kind of drowsy, and then it started to rain. I turned on the windshield wipers, which is kind of hypnotizing. But then I thought, wait a minute, that sounds like a rhythm section. So I just started making stuff up. Music for the tasteful windshield wiper. Have you seen old Ahab? Have you seen the whale? They were heading south, bringing in the Georgia mail. Hey, blues, I got 'em. Sinking like a stone down to the bottom. I'm just looking for a chance to shake my sweet sugary. Well, I had $20 maybe one time in my life. I spent it all on whiskey and a nightgown for your wife. Hey, blues, I got on. Sinking like a stone down to the bottom. I'm just looking for a chance to shake my sweet sugary. One time I almost married my darling sugary. Her daddy chased me like an alligator up a tree. Good thing he didn't catch me, I'm gonna tell you true. I'd be a worn out, beat up pair of alligator shoes. Hey, blues, I got on. Sinking like a stone down to the bottom. I'm just looking for a chance to shake my sweet sugary. Oh, yeah. Oh.
me do it right.
She's a spider on a wall. She don't miss a trick. She don't miss a thing at all. Hey, blues I got on. Sinking like a stone down to the bottom. And I'm just looking for a chance to shake my sweet sugar. Shake my sweet sugary. One more time, I'm just looking for a chance to shake my sweet sugary. Sugary. Should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice is soft and cool, her eyes are clear and bright, but she's not there. Should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. She's not there. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice is soft and cool. Her eyes are clear and bright. But she's not there.
Joel Fortney, folks. College for underwriting this show with additional support from J. Lynn Designs and Fine Print. Thanks also to Nick's English Hut, Best Taste Chinese Restaurant, for keeping us fed. Special thanks to David Olney and Daniel Seymour for joining us. And thanks to the WFHB Gospel Girls, Suzette Weekly and Sarah Flint. The Firehouse Rounders were Mike Stiglitz on guitar, Ross Martini Eiler on piano, Opal Fly on saxophone, Carolyn Dutton on fiddle, Dan Deckard on drums, and Neil Heidler on bass. We'd also like to thank Opal Fly and Kapow for joining us today. The Unusual Suspects were Mark Blackwell, Richard Fish, Betty Greenwell, Mike Leonard, and Becky Staff, along with Tony Brewer and Dan Selvaggi. Tony Brewer provided sound effects. House sound was by Jim Lang and radio sound by Jeffrey Sundog Morris. Our technical crew was Marion Connedy, Dan Withard, Ilza Ackerbergs, and Cheryl Mitchell. And studio engineer was Cindy Bollet. Today's show was written by Mr. Stuffinupagus and the residents of the Occupy Sesame Street home for Over the Hill Riders. Stage manager was Dan G. Mantelbaji, and our director was Richard Fish. The show was produced by Mike Kelsey. Our theme song is Firehouse Blues, written by Jason Bickel. For WFHB, I'm Dan Selvaggi, reminding you to save the date of December 4th for the next Firehouse Follies.